part one. You're listening to another episode of
Total Talk Nonsense
with John and Scott.
All right, Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
And this is Ad Hoc Episode 106.
Ad Hoc 106, John, from a new location. It's our second go-round.
New location.
Because you forgot to press the record button the first time. Fortunately, you realized it when we were only about 2 minutes in.
We have to go to new locations every once in a while because of the NSA.
Right on, John.
Yeah.
You got your cell phone off, right?
No. Should I turn it off?
Well, I heard that the
Scott
NSA even has
they
technology.
They could just turn it on.
Yeah, they could turn it on and listen in on your conversation
they
without
could look
even
at
you
us.
Knowing it.
They could look at us, man. Oh, dude, man.
We're
going to have to make this so it's always portable.
It is always portable,
no,
isn't it?
It is pretty much, but I might have to put something together that just you open it up like it's a big desk.
Like an emergency portable pack.
Right. And it looks like a big desk.
That's sweet. Yeah, we could do remotes and stuff.
No doubt.
We only did that one remote at, what the hell was the name of that bar? McBride's?
Right.
For
right.
our 50th?
Right.
So go back and check out the 50th episode. We did a live remote. We even had the band there, John.
That's right.
It wasn't a very good show, but...
No.
Because it was live. We were overwhelmed with the outpouring of fans.
Right. Hey, if you see any or hear any police cars, it's because we have the windows open. So we could be shot at any moment.
I live in a good neighborhood, so, John, okay?
No. We could be shot by the FBI.
Oh, the FBI.
I'm Johnson.
Right on. I'm Scruggs.
No, you're Johnson, too.
Johnson,
doofus.
Right.
Remember?
No.
Die Hard. Mm. Johnson and Johnson, no relation. Black guy and white guy.
Yeah.
Hey, this just in. Obama is Cheney's eighth cousin.
Yeah, I read that. Isn't that out of sight?
It is. It is out of sight.
They traced it back how many generations?
Well, I guess eight, right?
I guess so.
Eighth cousin.
So at one time. No, I mean, how many grandparents did they go back to? What year?
Oh, eight generations.
Eight generations? No. He's the eighth cousin, but how many generations back?
Oh, I don't know. What does that mean?
Well, you don't have the doc in front of you?
What does it mean? No.
All right. Let me give you an example you can understand. God created Adam. We all came from Adam, right? We can all trace our lineage back to Adam, but we have to go back 6,000 years, John.
Right.
How many years and grandparents do you have to go back before you can link up their relative that was the relation, that spawned the relation? If you will.
I don't know.
So
see me messing with your board already?
Cheney didn't open, didn't own...
Any slaves?
Barack. Cheney? They were just, they had the same...
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Female descendant.
Ah.
I believe.
Right. He didn't know. He didn't own Barack.
Right, he didn't own Barack.
Pick this cotton. I ain't picking another picking cotton thing. Cotton picking thing. Where'd that term come from, you think?
Cotton picking?
Yeah.
Probably from picking cotton.
I would think so. USOB.
Right on. Right on.
Hey, man, I went to that new movie co.
What's that?
Movie Co. It's on Bryn Mawr. It's a new movie theater.
Really?
Yeah.
Bryn Mawr and what?
It's River Road.
Bryn Mawr and River.
Yeah,
okay.
It's ginormous.
How many theaters?
And I think 18. And plus they have... Why are you showing me pictures of your hot wife?
they were blowing around because I got the window open.
So are you going to give me one for my wallet or something?
Sure, if you want one. I have wallet size.
So anyway, went to Movie Co. You know what they got there?
It's not a movie theater. It's a movie store.
No, it's a movie theater. I said there's 18 theaters. Oh, 18 movies.
Right on. So what do they have?
They got this premiere, couple of theaters. And the premiere theaters are 21 and older. So you go there and you order food and drinks and they bring it to you.
Oh, and they got the nice seats?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was at a theater like that in Yorktown. Like, yeah. 15 years ago. It was nice. It was real nice, John.
And it's spelled Movico, M-U-V-I-C-O. So I thought, oh, this place is run by Mexicans.
So?
I know.
Who do you care?
I know.
Who's running it?
I just made that assumption in my head, okay? So I get there, and there's all Latinos working there. And I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ. Excuse me, senor. What movie would you like to see, Manx? I'm kidding. No, they were very, very awesome. The place was really nice. It was a very, very nice theater. And the people that worked there were awesome. Quality workers.
So what did you see?
Served us well. Me and the son went to see Nightmare Before Christmas in 3D.
So you got the glasses?
Yeah. And they're really cool, too, because they look like real geeky, like Drew Carey glasses, you know?
Right, right.
Really thick, black, rimmed. But
so this is an old movie, right?
Yeah. Tim Burton.
Tim Burton.
Oh, I ate some shit today. It's killing me. I might soil myself.
So do you recommend? What are you recommending here? The theater? The movie?
The theater.
The 3D glasses?
Oh, yeah. The movie's out of sight, man.
Was it crowded?
Next time I'm going, though, I got to be a little medicated.
Understood.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because...
no doubt.
Oh, God!
It's really kick-ass in 3D. Yeah, I was getting a little spooked out when Boogie Woogie. Or whatever his name is, was doing his little shtick towards the end when he was terrorizing Santa Claus. You never seen the movie?
No, I've never seen it.
It's a great Tim Burton claymation or whatever. Stop animation.
Like the old ones, like Rudolph.
Yeah, yeah. And it's kind of based loosely. There's a couple of jibes at Rudolph in the movie. Like the chick that's hot for, what's his name, for Jack Skellington. She causes a fog because Jack Skellington is taking over Christmas. Because he can't understand how awesome this thing is. So they kidnap Santa Claus. And she creates this fog so that he can't get his coffin sleigh off the ground. And he calls for the help of his dog, his ghost dog Zero, who has a shiny nose.
Yeah, I think I need to be medicated just to listen to your review.
What's wrong with it?
I don't understand what you're talking about.
Oh, I see.
I have no idea who any of these characters are.
Well, Jack Skellington is like...
I don't need an explanation,
he's the
really.
King of Halloween.
I don't.
He's the pumpkin king. Doofus. Any kid knows that.
I'm not a kid, okay? I'm all man. I'm a man among boys.
You sure are. So is Larry Craig.
That's not funny.
It's not funny. It's not funny.
We'll get to Larry Craig later.
Mandela's dead.
But a video that you loaned me, John, Death Proof. I saw that one.
Yeah.
Death Proof. So if you want to talk about that.
Oh, yeah.
Quentin Tarantino's Death Proof. It's one of the two parts of Grindhouse.
Death Proof.
So what'd you think of the movie, John?
I don't know.
I thought it was
kind of a yawn fest.
It was a total goddamn yawn fest.
The only parts that were good were when he messed up them chicks.
And when you say he, you're talking about stuntman.
Stuntman Mike.
And not his brother, Stuntman Bob, but Stuntman Mike.
Stuntman Mike.
Right on.
Stuntman Mike.
The only thing watchable for me was when Kurt Russell was on the screen.
Yeah, right. Right.
When they had the first group of women in the movie. And chit-chatting and talking and being all... It was a goddamn snooze fest. And I was thinking, is it because I'm sexist?
Your dog's attacking me, man.
Why is that? Is it because... Is it a gender thing?
I don't know.
But I had no interest whatsoever in what they were. Hey,
right.
What's going on? Come here. All right, that was a special guest. An unplanned. Oh, we have two special guests.
Stay. I've seen the dog whisperer. All right. Back to my music.
Yeah, so I had no interest in this conversation between these women. None whatsoever. And is it because we're married? I mean, if we were single, would we be much more interested?
Yeah. Right.
But, yeah, it was. And then what happens is, can I give away spoilers?
Yeah. What the heck? It's a DVD, for Christ's sake.
For crying out loud. So they all get waxed, right, by Kurt Russell.
Right.
Is that the appropriate term? Waxed.
Waxed. Well, probably they waxed themselves earlier.
So you've spent an hour becoming emotionally invested, and that's a little bit overboard.
Right.
And this group of women, and then they're not in the movie anymore.
Right.
So then you meet another group of women who, John, I'd have to say, are much more attractive than the first group of women.
What's wrong with the one chick's nose?
I don't know.
You remember that?
I remember that.
Weird nostril.
She was interesting because at different angles, she didn't look good at all. But then when, I don't know if they made her up.
Yeah.
But towards the end when she was having a face-to-face with stuntman Mike.
Yeah.
She looked good.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was lighting or what.
Right.
But so then much hotter chicks come on the scene. But then I'm thinking to myself, why would I get invested in these characters when they're probably going to die or whatever they're going to do? I don't know.
Right.
And the other,
you gotta see this guy with a pen in his hand.
The other coup.
You.
The other comment is Rosario Dawson, arguably one of the most attractive women on the planet. Who did her hair?
Right, I know. What's up with that?
That was brutal. A brutal haircut.
Get the hell away from me, dog.
Come here, you.
Down. Scott's got this huge dog.
Stay.
It's like it's Satan's dog, I think.
It ain't no Satan's dog.
It's the greatest dog ever, man. But his head is so freaking strong and powerful, his neck, that no matter where I put my hand, he like tries to motion it to pet him, you know?
Right.
But he jams into you so hard, he hyperextends your kneecap.
That's my fault.
What's that? You didn't beat him enough?
Right.
He didn't use his shock
collar? I didn't
collar?
Slap him down enough. But then the second group of women eventually get their revenge on Stuntman Mike. And
yeah.
The one, I didn't find this out until after I researched the movie, but there's a woman, Zoe Bell, who's
right.
a stunt woman. And out of the acting, as far as the acting went, I thought she was a horrible actress. And then I found out why she was such a horrible actress is because she's a stunt woman. But the conversation that the women were having, I don't even know if it was realistic. Usually I can ask my wife, hey, is that how women talk?
Yeah.
For example, we'd watch Sex in the City, and she'd say, women don't talk like this. And then you find out it's written by gay men.
Right.
Don't be ridiculous.
And it's what they think women would talk like. So here's Quentin Tarantino trying to carry on a conversation of what women would talk like.
So you think he's gay?
Yeah.
Well, no, it was nothing like Sex in the City dialogue, but it was Quentin Tarantino dialogue for men.
Oh.
But when I went to ask my wife about it, she had already fallen asleep. So that's how, what an impact the movie had on her. The only thing that I really thought was clever, I guess, was Stuntman Mike's whole motivation.
Oh, yeah.
Where he didn't drink. You know, I kept thinking to myself, why is he not drinking? He doesn't drink a drop.
Right.
But these girls are drinking, they're getting high. And all the things that he premeditated before his greatest stunt, I thought was clever.
Yeah. Yeah, that was some major premeditation.
But how long is that frickin' movie? Here, let me try to look it up, because it was long.
Yeah, it seemed long. Really long. It could have been shortened down to about 15 minutes.
114 minutes. Now, here's the deal. A movie like that, and I have no recollection. I have no experience with 70s grindhouse movies that they were trying to mimic.
I do.
You need to get a bunch more women in there and a bunch more killings.
Well, have you
for
ever
the payoff
seen, like,
at the end, for the women then to turn the tables on Stuntman Mike.
What was the movie Last House on the Left or something? You ever see that movie?
No.
Oh, that's one of those 70s. That's one of those movies that my parents took me and my sister to at a drive-in and made us sleep in the back seat and kept yelling at us to be quiet
because
it's rated R, you know. And
right on. How old were you?
I don't know, like 8.
That's out of sight.
Yeah. And shut up back there. Be quiet. And you...
What's going on?
I don't know.
Oh, it's Mr. Schmuel.
Oh, that's great. Let me see if I can get this on. Get him on mic.
Yeah, what's up, man? What? Yeah, where are you? You're at home.
Take the mic cover off.
Take the mic cover off.
Yeah.
All right, hold on. Well, what the hell happened?
It's all different every time.
I'm supposed to call you to tell you what time. Didn't I say Sunday, 8 o'clock?
No, you didn't. You're supposed to call me.
I'm supposed to call you? I left my phone, my cell phone at the studio. All right, so you didn't bother to like swing by and see what was going on?
Deeb.
All right, man.
Deeb.
All right, well, maybe sometime this week, okay? You pole smoker. We're in the middle of a show right now.
All right, I'll talk to you later then.
Later.
Deeb. Deeb, it's me, Deeb.
Deeb.
That was the great Mr. Schmuel. Blew us off again, John. You know, I told him we were doing a show Sunday, and he says, yeah, I want to come by, but I got to listen to, like, I got to catch up and listen to a whole bunch of other podcasts. I'm like, what do you have to do that for? Just come in, be yourself.
Yeah.
All right? That's it.
Hold
keep
the
up
mic
with current
up to
events.
Your lips.
Hold up the mic and talk into the mic. That's it. You don't have to freaking research.
You guys are researched on everything, man.
You guys vet stuff.
You guys, is that what he says?
No.
You guys vet stuff. It's a lot of stuff to read, man, I'll tell you.
It is a lot of stuff to review.
My
but
God.
I think the important thing...
It gets really confusing, too.
...is to read it, but not only read it, but you have to... If you don't have a solid opinion one way or the other, that's when you trash it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you see something, you read it, and you're like, well, I don't know what to think about that. Then you...
Yeah.
Either bring it in, you say, I don't know what to think about this. What do you think about this? And you have a discussion, or
right,
you have a really strong opinion about it.
Right.
That's how I select my material, John.
I'm Tommy.
That's great.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
I'm Tommy.
Any other comments on Death Proof? I love Kurt Russell.
I think
Kurt Russell is great.
Like I told you last time that my wife came down and watched it from... him in the bar to talking to the chick before they get in the car.
Right.
And then they're getting their face bashed into the dashboard.
Oh, which is brutal.
Yeah, and she goes, oh, that's nice, and walked upstairs. Oh, that's nice.
Well, when I sold the movie to the lovely wife, I said, it's Death Proof. It's by Quentin Tarantino. And she loves, one of her favorite movies is Reservoir Dogs. So I thought that would sell it for her, which it did. So we put the movie in, but she was asleep within 45 minutes.
Ah, right. Who wouldn't be, you know?
Right on, John. Right on.
So, I totally lost my train of thought.
Grindhouse. Any other comments on Grindhouse?
I didn't see Grindhouse yet.
I'm sorry. I keep calling it Grindhouse, and it's really
Death Proof.
Now, the other one by Rodriguez is supposed to be much better. That's what Spike and Rachel say anyway.
Speaking of death, that tune that I played in the beginning of the show,
right.
Right. I pinched it from Hand Bananas MySpace account.
Yeah. Hand Banana. They've been commenting on our MySpace. Yeah, Hand Banana.
Hand Banana. The name of the song is Thunder Horse.
Thunder Horse. Speaking of that, John.
And that's all he says through the whole thing, Thunder Horse.
I received a song.
But it's by Death Album.
Death Album?
Yeah.
Anything else you want to say about that song?
No,
because
that's all.
I received a song in email.
That's all.
I'm going to play it right now. Hopefully my settings are correct. I received this
Sharona
email, John.
Ooh.
Check it out, though. It's a little twist.
It,
it's a twist on My Sharona.
Tet to anus.
Wow.
Tet to anus.
It's quality.
It's my tetanus, Jen. My tetanus.
My tetanus.
Sent in by a listener.
My tetanus.
I'll turn it down.
That's awesome.
We could use it.
Tetanus.
I'll send it to you so we could use it as a bed. A bed. Is that what you call it? A bed?
It's a bed, baby.
Right on.
My tet anus.
Oh, the one last thing about Death Proof. It's got a 7.6 out of 10 rating on IMDb, and I just don't know who these freaking people are.
Well, it is a chick flick.
It's a, maybe a 6. Maybe a 6. I'll go 6.5. But 7, over 7.5, forget about it. Forget about it.
Nice.
See any other movies there?
Who sent you that, man?
A listener.
Oh. You don't want to talk about it?
He told me not to say.
Private?
Yes.
Private? I got a song. Want to hear mine?
Yeah, hold on. Let me turn mine on. Because we have, this is the first time I've ever had the ability to play audio.
Co-producing, Scott.
At the home studio.
All right, check this
he's
out.
Not smart, a C student, and that's after butt is when his school beady eyes, probably dyslexic. Can he read? No one's really quite sure. He signs stuff, he executes people. Maybe that's why he doesn't have any friends. Cocaine and a little drunk driving. It don't matter, we got the commander in chief.
You ever hear this tune?
Yeah, that's been out for a year or two, right? Idiot Son of an Asshole? Yeah,
no,
I love that song.
No
man.
FX. This is the live version pinched from YouTube.
We're going to keep you in the band.
That's out of sight.
It's pretty funny.
Okay, anyone, did you notice that this is
so they show like a shot of the crowd from behind him, and I wish so bad that, well, I think we've had crowds like that before, but every show is like their show. Just a sea of people. A shitload sea of people. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying, man.
But, anyways, this is NoFX. And the guy's wearing a Descendants shirt, which is another band I love. I do have this song on CD. I think I've played it before. Haven't I? Or have I not?
Maybe. I think we should cover this one.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, yeah.
He can't eat pretzels, Scott.
Into the White House. The most people voted against him. He likes to have some month-long vacations. He likes to conquer old civilizations.
Check out that graph right there. Go back up. Double-click on the chart.
Be the president, always.
This doesn't bode well for radio, does it?
No, it doesn't.
You need to focus, man. You can't be searching online.
I'm totally focused. He's saying, idiot son of an asshole, and I'm going to tell you why his dad is an asshole.
Okay.
All right?
Okay,
you tell Among me, the brother. All the other things we know about his dad for being an asshole, here's one that I just learned this week. Of course, the song is about the chimp in office.
And his dad.
The W. And his dad, who was in office for one term. And here's what the 41st president of the United States, George Herbert Walker Bush, said of atheists.
Oh, yeah.
No, I don't know that atheists should be regarded as citizens, nor should they be regarded as patriotic. This is one nation under God.
Under God.
So right there, the guy's a total cocksucker. Just for that. And just when, for that when, statement
when,
right there.
When was it One Nation Under God? When Eisenhower put it in the pledge.
Yeah, stupid ass.
Stupid moron.
What was it before then? The W's dad. Dumbass.
Just one nation, Scott.
These fuckers don't know their
just
history.
Just one nation. Oh, revisionist history. You talk about it all the time. And it's what they teach our kids.
Right on.
It's a bunch of crap.
That's why, well, Bush has raised $5 billion. The W has raised $5 billion to have people rewrite history so he comes out in a good light.
Ugh.
But you and I, John, we're here to make sure that that doesn't happen.
No doubt.
We are hitting on politics way early, man.
Way early.
Because we're angry.
This is an ad hoc, man.
We're angry, John.
And you don't have any celebrities, so.
I don't have any celebrity news. None. No, I have a lot of science news.
You do?
Yeah. Oh. Science. But I thought this was a good post. This is out of Greta Christina's blog.
I saw that. She was talking about angry atheists.
It's kind of long, but she makes some good points.
Yeah.
And I didn't read any other.
Spit it out, Scott.
Any of her other posts.
Posts on her blog.
On her blog. Right on, Jim.
Who the fuck said that?
No doubt.
Right on.
No. You crazy.
Whoa. How'd you do that, man?
I'm the man.
It freaked me out, man.
You got a big mouth. You know, you just talk too much.
You just blew it. Stupid son of a bitch. You just blew it.
That's right. It stinks.
Don't bullshit me. I don't like it.
You don't want to believe it, but maybe the show is over.
Well, how are you?
Maybe the show is over.
You're naughty.
I love you.
Are you a pothead?
Yeah.
Are you a pothead?
Yeah.
Are you a pothead?
Yeah.
What did I tell you? I mean, you asked me, and I knew you were going to come out no matter what I said, but what did I tell you?
You fucking shit! You fucking dick! Fucking cock ass!
I am in no fucking mood for this.
I've been doing cock push-ups.
Liar, whore, and you know it!
Cock push-ups?
Will you just shut up for a minute and listen to me?
See? It's fucking simple.
You stupid son of a bitch!
You piece of shit!
You sick son of a bitch!
You don't give a shit!
Don't bullshit me, I don't like it.
You cocksucker!
Don't push it, fucker.
You fucker! You
don't
fucking
push it, fucker.
Bitch!
Don't waste my time.
It's
cut the crap.
It's the battle.
There's no rules.
It's the battle of
there's
the
no rules.
Soundboards.
There's no rules.
There's no rules. There's no rules. No question in my mind.
Putin, you need to pray for the good Lord to protect America.
America.
That's out of sight. I only have one soundboard up.
I know.
You I'm like not prepared.
That? You like that?
Hey, got something for you, lard ass.
All right, let's turn to science news, John. Or do we have comments? You had some comments?
Comments. I do have some comments, Scott.
Comments. Let's do comments and email.
Da, 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 da. You got an email?
I do have an
Here,
email.
I have two comments on MySpace. Errol Wilf says, have you heard of joggling? Jogging and juggling at the same time? It sounds like something Scott would do. Tut! I don't understand that. Anyway, on to the next one. Hand Banana says, John, Scott, have you guys thought about the W's future? Perhaps a thought experiment is at hand, like being the host of Are You Smarter Than a 5-Year-Old? Or maybe start a new show on Bravo, Chimp Eye for the Smart Guy. You guys may elaborate from that.
Well, that's interesting. because my daughter did come down. You heard her earlier. She's going to be 10 tomorrow, John. 10.
Smarter than a 10-year-old.
Smarter than a 10-year-old. So I put 7 questions together so we can play the questions and answers just so people get an understanding of where her intellect is at. And then if they call in, they can challenge her. Of course, it would all be pre-recorded. And they can challenge to see if they're smarter.
Right. Than a 10-year-old.
Than a 10-year-old.
Than a 10-year-old.
Who just haven't gotten around to recording it yet. That's all.
You got all the equipments.
I do have all the equipments, John.
I love this purple room, I must say.
Purple?
Yeah, isn't it plum or something?
No, it's brown.
Oh. I'm a little colorblind.
It's a brown room, John. Brown room. I got an email there.
Oh, do we need to cue up the music again?
No, not at all. This is just a follow-up from Mrs. Raul, 88. Ah. Miss Raul.
Ah, out of sight.
We talked about his email last week where he was
it's a
on...
he.
Yeah, it is a he. He was on the campus at... Virginia. Somewhere
Virginia
in Virginia.
Campus, yeah.
And the GodTube guy was there performing live, which... I don't know why people don't have video cameras that they can record that and send it to us. But while he was performing live, this fellow was reciting, or actually reading from Christopher Hitchens' book, God is Not Great, and then actually read some satanic verses later on. But he emailed us because we weren't sure who he was, if it was a guy or a girl. And he says, first
doesn't
off,
matter.
I'm incredibly honored that my contribution was worthy of the airwaves. Being able to bring content to TTN is right up there with the time I met Henry Rollins.
Wow.
We have any Henry Rollins, John?
I think we do.
Let's hear from Henry Rollins.
Real quickly?
Yeah.
Fuck you!
How's that?
I have to get something out of the way, though. Oh. I am, in fact, male. The MS is my email.
Ah.
In my email is my initials, and not to be meant as Miss. I forgive you, though.
I forgave you, because Scott, I did assume he was a man.
It was an honest mistake, as opposed to a dishonest mistake.
Okay.
I made that email some years ago, and I didn't quite think things through when I put all the letters together. My name is Michael. But you can call me RVA Michael, if you need an old radio alias.
RVA.
You know, if you remove the L-I-A and the E from alias, it spells ass. Did you know that, John? That stands for Richmond, Virginia. Anyway, I'd be honored to receive a TTN t-shirt, and I will wear it proudly at the next Christian Fundamentalist come to my campus. They show up at least once a semester. We got to get this guy not only a t-shirt, but a video camera, John.
Yeah.
And he gives us our address.
He gives us his address.
Did I say our address?
Yeah,
we already know our address. Stupid ass John.
Oh, I'm the stupid ass. Okay.
He also saw The Kingdom last night and he thought it was a solid movie. I went in knowing next to nothing about Saudi Arabia and our relationship with them. And I came out of it knowing a lot more about the vicious cycle of terrorism and retribution. Heavy stuff, man. I give it 3.5 Spiny Normans.
Nice.
Have you seen that one yet, Jed?
No, I have not. I have not, but that's on my list. It's got to be right up there with Syriana.
Gotta be.
Syriana is very, very. I don't know if it's similar, but
no, it's not at all.
The Kingdom is. Is it based in the past?
No, it's based in the present.
The present.
Yes.
Ah. Okay.
From what I've seen in the previews, I also got this.
Oh, yeah, right. It's the one with, what the hell's his name? It's with, what's his name, dude?
Fox, man.
Jamie Foxx.
Jamie Foxx
and that chick.
Jennifer Garner. Right on, John.
See, I got it down, man. I know no what doubt. I'm talking about, as usual.
Also got an email from Stephen C. He said he has made a DVD of all the footage he took when he was here in America's. The most valuable video, of course, John, is when Pauly B. and Tony Hearn joined us on stage. Pauly B. and Tony Hearn from Punky joined us on stage.
The famous pump.
the Chavs.
Pumpkey.
Pumpkey. In honor of Halloween, Pumpkey.
Yeah, Pumpkey.
So he, I sent him my address, and he sent that DVD out.
Yeah.
Right on. So
nice.
Here's the question I have for you, John.
Yeah.
What the hell do we do with a DVD? How do we, convert that into something that we can use?
I can take care of that. Nice. I can do anything.
That's
I might be one
now.
Of the biggest cocks on the planet.
Oh, that reminds me, John. Massive website updates happened at TTN.
I saw that. Did you get the pictures I sent you?
I did get the pictures you sent me.
Yeah.
TotalTalkNonsense.com. Big updates occurred on the media page. Check out the media tab. And check out the contacts tab. We changed some things around there.
What a fuck.
The media, we now have Catheter online. The Catheter rockumentary is online on our homepage. We have the Araby video, much discussed Araby video.
Oh, yeah.
For a English project that John and I put together. And we also have some of the most viewed videos of the day on YouTube.
Right.
Not only that, John.
Not only that.
But.
Always a big but.
More updates to come.
Oh. Did you like the pictures I sent you?
I did. I enjoyed them very
you
much.
You liar. You're not even going to use them, are you?
No.
Why?
They won't fit. I think we need just headshots.
I'll fix it. I'll make them smaller.
Let's
you want
just
headshots?
Redo them. We'll do headshots.
Redo some headshots?
Like the original headshots we did with a flash with the lights off, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Just like... And we had black t-shirts on or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do that again.
We could do headshots, and then I could turn them into, like, charcoal drawings.
There you go. Headshots and charcoal drawings.
Charcoal drawings.
So more websites are coming. Oh, the other thing I realized is I have Firefox at home, John.
Ah.
And I haven't opened up IE.
Ever, forever.
Forever. Right. So when I was at work... And I was talking to somebody about updating the website, and they wanted to see it. We have IE at work.
Right.
So I open it up in IE, and the frickin' buttons at the top don't work. They don't work.
Shit. Oh. Yeah.
So IE is not fully CSS compatible, those fuckers.
Oh.
So if you have IE...
get rid of it.
Yeah, just close it. Close it right now. Well, no, don't close it right now. Here's what you do. You go
Dude,
to Google.
Man, the NSA is right outside.
And you search for Firefox.
Why is that car sitting right there?
You search for Firefox.
You see
then
that?
You download. You download it, and then you close IE, and you never look back.
Right.
Never look back.
Never look back. It's way better. Tab
because
browser.
Our website is like a joke in IE, but it's the coolest website ever.
Oh yeah,
in Firefox, no doubt. John.
I mean, check this out. Here's an example of tabbed browsing. What I have done is I have assembled a bunch of soundboards in my Firefox. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Set
up.
Yes, of course.
So yes.
Hi, my name is Rocky Balboa.
So I got Rocky on one, Jack Black.
Hey, how's it going?
Okay, better, closer, warmer.
Yeah.
Fuck you!
I got Jack Black on another.
Now you shut your goddamn pie hole.
it's.
I got the W.
I mean, I'm gonna shit out of you.
I'm gonna fucking bust your head.
Oh wow, that's some swearing there.
Just don't do it again.
I got more bush.
You got more bush. That's right.
I got
right,
more
man.
Bush.
That is
you got
your
more
right,
bush
funny?
Than me.
Yeah, I do. I do.
There's no rules.
And that's the truth.
We want to take
no
you
rule.
To the neighborhood sore.
And then I got Cheech and Chong.
Did you do this yourself? Was that lard ass?
Have you ever smoked
Was that
pot?
Lard ass?
Are you a pothead?
Come on, man. Hurry up and get dressed. We got to go score a lid.
All I have is De Niro.
Dog shit, man.
I got Chris Farley.
I'm Tommy. John Hancock. Herbie Hancock.
Hey, I tell you what. You can take a good look at a butcher's ass by sticking your head up there, but wouldn't you rather take his word for it?
Right.
Right on.
And then the best of all.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Arnold.
Fuck you, asshole.
So shut up!
Fuck you. No problemo. Chill out, dickwad.
Don't be ridiculous.
Is he the best actor ever
he
or what?
He's the best, man.
What the fuck did I do wrong? What the fuck did I do wrong?
You idiot.
You psychopathic bitch.
We're going to turn to science news.
Douglas Quaid.
Oh, before we do science news, just a real quick. Random House. Random House put their top 100 books together.
Okay? Oh, there's something I forgot to tell you.
What is that, John?
JP came up to me at a party I was at recently and said, "Hey, man, you guys got to do more top tens." And we've fallen off the
wagon. We haven't done a top 10 in like a year.
We got to get those back on track.
So did he have any? Did you say, okay, what do you want to hear?
Oh, he didn't say.
No?
He just loves them. He just loves them.
All right. Well, do you have a top 10?
Like, he was laughing about the one where you set the rules for the top 10, like, best actors or something, best characters in a movie.
Best characters in a movie.
And then you changed up the rules as we were doing the top ten. Oh yeah,
of course
I can get
not.
That back. He admit he said you changed it up.
Well, he'll have to the call listener. In. He'll have to
he said he'd love to be on the show.
It's a great thing about the judicial system in America is you get to
the judicial?
Yeah, the judicial. You get to
evangelicals
not only meet but challenge your accuser. All right. So that's the same deal on TTN.
You mean due process?
Due process. Right on. So we need some due process. Yeah. We need him to call in, or we need him to show up as a guest. That's
this,
what we need.
This just in, Scott.
Yeah.
Mandela's dead.
So do we have any top 10 ideas? We've done top 10 songs since the
80s. We could do top 10 anything.
We've done top 10 doable.
Top 10 favorite grass.
No, we can't do that.
No?
We've done top 10 Christmas movies, top 10 most watchable movies.
Right, yeah, yeah.
What do you got left? Come on.
I mean, there's anything.
You tell me.
We've done the top 10 most doables, which I think got you in trouble, didn't it?
No, not at all. Of course not. How could it get me in trouble?
Didn't get me in trouble, boy. I'll tell you what.
I know why.
Why is that?
Because Katie Couric was number two.
No, because number one was my wife.
Right on.
And people that listen said they got all misty-eyed.
Really? That's, men got all misty-eyed when you said that? What man who listens got misty-eyed?
I can't say.
Okay, they want to keep their identity secret.
He gave us a big, nice gift.
Oh.
For the 100th. You met him at the gig.
I did meet him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's pretty hammered.
Right on. All right. Yes. So here's the top 10 list. All right. So we'll do that after
the
show.
How about they send in some? We have some.
Yeah. Go
fans
out to the forum or email us and give us some suggestions for a top 10.
Yeah.
Here's top 10 novels by Random House. So Random House has editors and they got them together and they said, give us your top 10 novels of all time. All right. So they got Ulysses by
Ulysses.
James Joyce, The Great Gatsby.
Gatsby.
By fuck Scott Fitzgerald.
What?
I mean F. Scott Fitzgerald. A Portrait of an Artist as a Young Man by James Joyce. James Joyce is up here a lot. You got Lolita by Vladimir Nabokov. Brave New World, The Sound and Fury, Catch 22, Darkness at Noon. Sons and Lovers, Grapes of Wrath. Interestingly, no War and Peace on here.
No.
Interestingly. Maybe that has to do with the translation. Do we have a sniff button?
No.
All right.
I know. I get the same thing going on.
Now, here is the Random House...
Any more wine?
Readers. The Random House Readers Top 10.
The Random House Readers.
So you had the editors. Now you got the readers. Are you ready for their top 10?
Yeah.
Atlas Shrugged.
Ugh.
By Ayn Rand. The Fountainhead is number 2.
Oh, by Ayn Rand.
Can you guess what number 3 is, John? It's something we've talked about many times.
No, the Bible.
Battlefield Earth by Ron Hubbard, number 3.
Why do you say readers? What's a reader?
A Random House reader. Somebody who reads Random House publications and goes to their website, voted online for the top 100 novels. I just grabbed the top 10.
Ugh.
So it's two Ayn Rinds
Marty.
And L. Ron Hubbard. Then you got The Lord of the Rings by Tolkien, of course. To Kill a Mockingbird, 1984. Then you got Anthem by Ayn Rind. We the Living by Ayn Rind. Mission Earth by L. Ron Hubbard. And Fear by L. Ron Hubbard.
So it's a battle between Ayn Rand and L. Ron Hubbard.
According to the Random House readers, and it just goes to show that...
How stupid people are.
How stupid America is.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Random House readers are. What a goddamn joke, John. A joke.
I hear you, man. That's shit.
I do have more vino. What do you want to do? You want to take a break? You want to...
What?
You want me to go run and get it while
do
you...
Do we break around here?
What time
is it?
It's 9:42.
Oh, my God. I got to go to bed.
All right, so we'll keep going then. Then we'll keep going?
Yeah.
All right, science news. Turning to science news.
Turning to science news.
We got a lot of science news, John. I'll try to trim it down.
Oh, sorry.
I'll try to trim it down. Because we got a lot.
Do we need science news music?
Do we have science
news
music?
Yeah, right here. Music?
There you go. I don't know if you heard this, John, but a second Earth found 20 light years away.
I did hear that.
Scientists
that is
have
amazing.
Discovered a warm and rocky second Earth circling a star, a find they believe dramatically boosts the prospects that we
you're
are not
about the last shit I took.
Alone.
A warm and rocky shit.
The planet is almost Earth-like ever spotted and is thought to have perfect conditions for water, an essential ingredient for life. Researchers detected the planet orbiting one of Earth's nearest stars, a cool red dwarf. Does that mean, what does that mean? Like Fonzie? Like cool red dwarf?
Don't chase me, bro!
Galice 581, and it's 20 light years away. Now, 20 light years, that's still a long,
that's a long way to go.
Long way to go.
It's only 20 years.
Light years, John. Light years. That's the amount of distance.
And
amount
light
of distance.
Travels in a year.
That's right.
20 and years.
That's a long time.
It's not really.
In a great distance.
If you can go it's the speed of light.
Like we can.
Right.
We can
travel.
Actually travel faster than that because we do take the time machine back.
Right. You ever watch that show Heroes? That's really annoying this whole time you're doing that.
I don't know what's going on. My nose just started running. I don't have any Kleenex or anything to blow
so
my nose.
So if you run, if your nose runs and your feet smell, are you built upside down?
Yes.
What are you doing?
Yes.
Steve.
I'm letting it drain.
Steve.
Get this, John. Steve. I don't know who put this study together, but one of every three... So that's 33% of U.S. men does not wash his hands after using a public bathroom.
Right, I read that, yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
Right. Oh, it's according to a phone survey.
Yeah.
92% of men in a phone survey say they did do it, but when they were actually observed.
Answers the phone and goes, you want to take a survey about washing your hands?
Sure.
Taking a whiz?
Yeah.
All right. Who are they calling?
Larry Craig? Festus Big Peters is who they're calling.
Big
He's saying, Peters yeah, uh-huh.
Larry Craig.
88% of 80%. Women do it. Only 66% of men wash their hands after.
They go, dude, man, I took a shower and I'm touching it with my hands and it's clean. Women...
Yeah,
they got to reach down and wipe that thing, you know what I'm saying? And they get a little on their hands sometimes.
All right, so for a guy, number one is much different than number two. But what you're saying is for a woman, one and two aren't that different.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
One and two, I don't know.
They both have to wipe. If you're a woman, you have to wipe for both.
Either way, yeah.
For a man, you just have to wiggle and shake.
He just bangs it on the side of the
porcelain. Right on.
If you shake it more than twice, would you whack it off? Is that the thing?
Yeah, that's what somebody told me after they saw me shaking it four times.
You shaking it, yeah. That's on the side.
Get this science
I'm
news,
getting
Sean.
It.
Get this.
Bring it on.
The hair loss industry is worth... How much do you think it's worth a year?
It's worth Brazilians, and I'll tell you why as soon as you're done with that story.
1.2 Brazilian a year.
No doubt.
People are always scrambling for the next cure, and there is a new cure in town, John.
There
do you know what it is?
Is?
Do you know what the new cure is? First, it was the face transplant. Now, doctors at the Cleveland Clinic are posing the controversial idea of full scalp transplant surgery.
From a dead person?
From a corpse to a living patient.
Oh, my Lord.
Making a happy man or a woman with hair. Now, would you ever do that? I would never. I struggle, John. I struggle with hair loss.
But you got a good head for no hair.
And I would never.
If I ever saw you with hair, I'd probably throw up.
I would never consider transplanting somebody, a dead person's
yeah, right.
scalp onto my head.
But you wouldn't even look good with hair.
Who's going to do this?
I don't know. It's weird people, man. They do that shit. I watched this whole thing yesterday on taboos, and it was about sex changes. And I'll tell you what, man. If I had internet, so I'd try and find this dude that was on there that was once a woman. And this guy...
girl?
When they showed him first, working out, lifting weights, doing all this stuff... I was like, damn. And then all of a sudden they show him as a chick, and he was a chick, and he's got the body of a man, but he still has the genitalia of a woman. And with the hormones...
Was he like a hermaphrodite?
His clitoris is so big, it's like a small penis.
Ugh.
Check out the show.
So wait a minute.
What are you doing?
You want to meet...
What are you
doing?
You
want to meet that guy?
No, what are you doing?
What's up with that soundboard? That was totally sucked. So you want to meet that guy? Is that what you said?
No, check out taboos on
No, I'm not going to check out taboos.
Anyway.
But, I have my own taboos, okay?
People do shit, man. Like this one dude... He decided to have a sex change to be a woman. And before he even did it, he was dressing like a woman and wearing makeup in like Thailand or something. And he was a champion Thai boxer. And these other boxers would run up and like kiss him to make fun of him and stuff. And then he'd beat the shit out of him. And he'd just knock him cold. He'd like jump in the air and throw an elbow right into their neck. And knock him down on the ground. And after winning the championships and making all this money, he decided to get some boobs, and he's working on getting the penile transplant.
And we have a quote from him.
You
this
do?
Guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
I will not apologize for who I am.
See?
It's out of sight, man.
Right on. Well, it still overwhelms me. $1.2 billion a year on people that are losing their hair. Now, John, I lost my hair when I was 18, and I never looked back.
Yeah.
Because it's not the fucking hair on your head that is going to attract the opposite mate, John.
But this is the thing. I was listening to a guy talking about the drug industry and the federal funding of... research for cancer, for testicular cancer, for you name it, whatever the issue is that's terminal. And the funding comes from the government, from our tax dollars, and it's free. All this data is out there for free. So the drug companies come and they find out that within the research, there's some accident that happened. The accident is... basically that, hey, if you take this experimental drug, it'll grow hair. So they take that component of the research, and instead of turning it into a cure for cancer, they turn it into a new pill from Pfizer or whatever the drug company is and make bazillions of dollars growing hair. Or Viagra, for instance. You can have a hard-on forever, and it's free. So... they're able to dabble into that research that was paid for by government dollars, by tax dollars, which was meant to cure cancer, or cure heart disease, or cure some terminal illness, and they turn it into a huge money-making scheme to make sure your dick is hard for 5 hours.
I haven't had to make sure my dick is hard for 5 hours yet. Have you?
Not yet.
Not yet.
I'm having some issues though with this new blood pressure medication.
But when we do,
it stays flaccid too long.
We can take comfort that there's a drug out there that can give us a stiffy,
right?
For 5 hours,
right?
Right on.
That's a lame soundboard. You should preview your soundboards.
Pain. a cunt.
If you're going to say cocksucker, Scott, you need to say...
You cocksucker!
Like right. That. Right on.
Listen up.
Ah, shut up!
Tame the cunt!
Fuck you!
Respect the cock.
Oh, man!
Excuse me.
You fucker! You fucking bitch!
I know a lot of women. I'm going to go to work.
Shut up!
I'm going to cry for you.
Dude, listen.
Shut up! Yeah, shut up! Shut up!
I need to research soundboards. One last science story, John.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've heard this, but a co-discoverer of DNA says average black intelligence is not the same as ours. Did you know that?
Oh, yeah, I heard that. Now everybody's pissed at him.
Quotes from James Watson. He's gloomy about the prospect of Africa since our social policies are based on the fact that their intelligence is the same as ours, whereas all the testing says not really. Number two, he hopes everyone is equal, but people who have to deal with black employees find this not true.
Oh, my God. Maybe it's the way he put it.
Three, there is no firm reason to anticipate the intellectual capacities of peoples geographically separated in their evolution should prove to have evolved identically, including equal powers of reason. Number four, racial discrimination is wrong because there are many people of color who are very talented but don't promote them when they haven't succeeded at the lower level, whatever the hell that means. So the backlash, a museum has responded. They've canceled one of Watson's speeches and critiques. He's out of his depth scientifically. Number two, IQ tests are culturally biased. Okay, so no wonder what number two is saying is IQ tests are culturally biased. It says to me that black people don't score as well on IQ tests, but they are culturally biased. Number three, low black scores can be explained by social rather than genetic factors. Number four, he should be held liable legally for fueling bigotry. I think that's a bunch of shit.
I don't think that's
number five, true. His poisonous racist opinions put the unsuspecting public at serious risk. And how does it put the unsuspecting public at serious risk? I have no idea.
I don't know.
But all it does for John and Scott is it's an exchange of ideas. So the guy had an idea, he exchanged it, and now we can exchange ideas with him.
Right.
Right on, John. Now,
just
when they
opinion.
Say IQ tests are socially skewed rather than genetically, I mean, how do they know that?
I don't know.
I don't know either. I wish they would have said in the article, but they didn't.
Of course they don't expound on that. It's always...
Is it taboo? You talked about taboos earlier. Is this too taboo for research?
It's too taboo, man. It's taboo, dude.
Well, later on, this Dr. Watson came out and he said, I don't know how I could have said those things, and I don't know how they could have been taken out of context like that. So the doctor was obviously smoking some ganja or something when he said them, either that or in the follow-up interview, because he did say that stuff.
Well, I don't think they were taken out of context. You know, perception. What do you say that? Perception is reality.
Right on.
So, reality is reality, but perception is one man's own reality, regardless of what the real
perception
reality.
Plus belief system. Because you can perceive something, but based on your belief system, you can perceive it in a completely different way.
That's so scientific sounding.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, no, it's
completely
true.
Completely different.
You and I watched the Bush-Kerry debates, and because of our belief system that this guy's a goddamn ignoramus chimp, we draw conclusions that it only supported that he's a chimp. Other people with other belief systems that were, you know, unbelievably incorrect.
Well, then you're saying that we're biased. We've already drawn our conclusion before, because you said our belief system, meaning that we've already drawn our conclusion that this guy's an idiot. So anything he says, regardless of, you know, that's confirmation bias, which I'm not sure I agree with.
I'm going to agree completely with what I said because I said it. And call it what you want. Belief system, confirmation bias, bias. I went into that bait. I went into that debate, viewing that debate, knowing that Bush was a goddamn idiot. And while I was watching, it only reinforced my belief that he was an idiot. He didn't do anything to make me say, boy, maybe I was wrong about that.
He didn't falsify your theory?
He didn't falsify my theory. Yes.
Scott's thesis number 27-C.
Right on.
It's out of sight. Yeah, I confirmation bias I have a problem with. Because I think when you draw conclusions ahead of viewing the evidence, you're not giving an opportunity for the evidence to actually, you know, for you to have an objective view of the evidence.
Well, I guess the real question here is, when watching the debate, well, first let's hear, before you watched the debate, what were your opinions of the W?
My opinions were that the guy's a real chimp, and part of me wanted to see Kerry mop the floor with his ass. But another part of me wanted to see that this guy is going to do good. He's going to switch whatever switch he's got in his brain and become a good candidate for president and become a good president. I don't want the guy to do bad, you know what I'm saying? Because he is an embarrassment to our country and the world. So you don't really want the guy to do bad, because the more worse he does, it's bad for us as a country on the whole. So, yeah, my expectation was that he was going to do really shitty based on previous evidence.
Okay,
that.
So both of you and I...
But I don't have a confirmation bias, meaning that there wasn't something ahead of it. Like, I'm talking about, for instance, like confirmation bias for people that believe in God. No matter what the evidence is. Now, if there was some evidence that was presented to you right at that moment that he is a genius.
The W.
Yeah. Would you have still said, no, he's an idiot?
Well, no, that's the what I was getting to is both you and I went into that debate knowing this guy's a chimp. And the question I have is, what would it have taken for him to change our opinion? Are we open-minded enough that we would have accepted that? But I can't even imagine what it would take for that to occur. Like, what would he have to have done to make that happen? And I can't, and knowing the last 3 years of his presidency, I can't see anything this fucking idiot could have done to change our opinions.
Yeah, I agree with that. I get what you're saying. Your opinion wasn't just made off of BS. You actually studied this quite in-depthly.
In-depthly. And I'm always self-observating, John.
Right. So I'm not really sure the belief system that you're talking about has anything to do with it. I think you had evidence and you made an objective decision and said, yeah, based on your belief system, this guy's an idiot. Not that your belief system made it clear that he was an idiot. The evidence before you, that some things that the guy said and did proved, but be it theory or your belief system being that he's got to say this, this, and this, and then I'm going to think he's a complete idiot. And he did. He said all these three things, and therefore he's an idiot. Is that how you're aligning it?
No. I guess it's not based on ideas or expressions of ideas. It's just based on the exchange of ideas. And did he...
And the lack thereof.
And did he honestly exchange ideas? No, I don't think he's capable of coming up with an original thought. I just don't think that's a possibility.
Well, from that observation, I'd have to say Kerry can't either.
Agreed. But Kerry's a little more studied, I guess.
Polished.
Polished. And not as embarrassing.
As a polished-tician.
And that's all I was voting for. Somebody who's not as embarrassing It's the chimp.
You know, Parabali got on my case on the forum. Did you see that?
I did see that. He sent us an email, too.
He did?
Yeah.
And you didn't read it?
No, it's too. It's like a goddamn novel. What am
I
going to...
It was a novel on the web, on the forum, too.
Yeah, he just cut and pasted that into an email.
Oh,
and
I
did read the whole thing.
Did you see my response?
I did not see your response.
You could check it out on the forum, but he went off on me about...
Ron Paul.
My support, supposedly, of Ron Paul, which is not exactly true. I think out of all the conservative candidates, he is one that I would support had I voted for or would vote for a conservative candidate, because he seems the most logical in his assessment of what government is all about. I don't agree with all his positions, nor any. He Parabali said that he's a big supporter of Dennis Kucinich. And
Kucinich, man.
Kucoach. And I'm like, yeah, that's great. There's nothing wrong with that guy except for the fact that he tried to pass some space preservation act right after 9/11. Like, who cares about preserving outer space after the towers fell in New York?
Hey, man, space is for all time, okay?
Yeah, it's perpetual.
Whatever.
So anyway, whatever. He argued that the Second Amendment, which he only quotes like the first part, which is to form a regular army, a militia, which is only part of the Second Amendment. The other part is us as a people, as individuals, have the right to protect ourselves since long before the Constitution was written. That's actually copied from the 12th century of, I think, King James II, Scott.
King James II, yeah. I believe, not King James II. Yeah.
Well, I like to say two because it's King James' sequel.
Right on.
So anyway, check it out. There's a forum post by Parabali and my reply.
Well, let's get into politics there. You know, we've talked about Larry Craig and this cocksucker, and I mean that, John.
Right.
From where is he from? Idaho.
If we're gonna get into politics, I gotta play some heavy metal, dude.
Where's he from?
He's from don't know, don't care.
Who knows?
He's not from our
Idaho.
State.
This guy's been in the Senate for 30 years.
Idahomo.
And he's the guy who got caught in the bathroom in Minneapolis, somewhere.
Right.
He was on Matt Lauer. All right. Now here's a little bit of Matt Lauer. Just kind of compiling all of his gayness throughout the years. Are you ready to hear this clip,
ready,
John?
Brother.
Are you ready? Let's play this, if I can figure it out. Here we go.
There was a guy back when you were president of your college fraternity who said you came on to him.
Cock
there
push-ups?
Was a rumor you were discharged from the National Guard because you were gay. The congressional page scandal mm-hmm. in 1982.
Yeah.
There was a guy who claimed you cruised him.
So... I mean, throughout
yeah, mm-hmm,
his career,
yeah, yeah mm-hmm.
there's
me,
gay, over and over, gay, gay, gay. But let's hear from his wife. And his wife, why she believes that he is not gay. Here's why she believes he is not gay.
Right.
I knew immediately it was not the truth, because the description he gave of Larry in some areas that only I might know about... Oh, we're wrong. On 3 counts.
All right, so one guy who
people
accused...
People laughing watching Matt Lauer interview? That's not
who
nice.
Accused Larry Craig of homosexuality.
Homosexuality.
Negative.
Got 3 things wrong when describing his genitalia. And
right.
that's the comfort that the wife takes when she goes to sleep at night to know that her husband is not gay. Now,
and you know what Larry Craig says to her?
What?
Right before bed?
No.
Whatever your name is, get ready for the big surprise.
Now, the one thing, and we've covered Larry Craig extensively, John. We've already disproven his wide stance.
Right.
Excuse. Because
we've done it.
Because we've actually done it, yeah. And it's impossible.
Right.
Unless you drop... Well, if you drop your pants to your ankles, it's virtually impossible.
Impossible.
If you
unless
just
you wear my pants.
Drop your pants above the knee, it's almost impossible.
Right.
And the only way to really do it is if you keep your pants on. And that's what Larry Craig did. He kept his pants on, and he scooted his foot over, trying to get some... homosexual love.
Right, no doubt.
Right. Now, the other thing was he waved his hand under the stall. he waved his left hand under the stall. So the stall was to the right of him, so he had to reach over with his left hand all the way across and wave his hand under.
Are you a Peter Pupper?
That is another signal to the gentleman next door that he's ready for some loving.
Right.
And he had an explanation for this too, John. Are you ready for that?
Yeah.
Why he waved... his hand under the stall, and
that
why
is
this
one big
is
pile
a,
of shit.
Why this is just a big misunderstanding. And I think he's changed my mind, John. You know, we talked about belief systems and all that stuff. I'm starting to come
so
around.
He's falsified to, your theory.
Yes, I'm starting to come around to Larry Craig's side after listening to this next clip, John.
I might too. Let's check it out.
Something attracted my attention, and I looked down, and as I looked down, I saw a piece of toilet paper on the floor, and it happened to be under my heel. And I don't know if you've seen it before, but I've seen it. Somebody walk out of a booth with a piece of toilet paper stuck to their foot. I reach down to take it off my shoe or out from under my shoe, and my hand did go below the divider at that moment in time.
Oh, fucking shit house bullets.
There you go. In that moment in time when he was pulling toilet paper off the
toilet
heel of his shoe.
Off my foot.
Now,
my foot.
Here's another flaw. If you see toilet paper attached to your heel, are you going to pull it off with your hand, John?
No.
I'm not. Especially in a fucking airport bathroom.
Right.
Those are the filthiest places on the goddamn planet.
Let's ask the W. Would you do that? Would you take toilet paper off your foot, W?
There's no question in my mind.
I guess he would. There's no question about it.
All right.
No question.
Is that the truth?
And that's the truth.
Oh, okay.
That is the truth, John.
Do you think it's funny? You think it's funny? What do you think it's funny? Of what? Of what? All right, then. Spit it out already.
That's a very interesting question.
I'm sorry, man.
No,
that's
all right.
Did I derail your train
of thought?
No, not
at all. Gave me some time to sniff my boogers back up.
Oh, that's a... You know, when you have a cold, you never go hungry.
Right on, John. Right on.
There's no rules.
All right, have you heard of this guy, Representative Pete Stark?
No.
Have you heard of this guy? He's a Democrat from California.
Democratic?
Democrat from California. Here's what he had to say.
Oh, yeah, I did. He went on this rant and, this week, didn't he?
Here's what he had to say, and we'll talk about the ramifications of that later. But he was on the Senate floor. Is this the Senate floor,
probably,
John?
Probably, if he's a Senate senator.
Senator.
That's right, it stinks!
First of all, I'm just amazed that they can't figure out, the Republicans are worried that we can't pay for insuring an additional 10 million children. They sure don't care about finding $200 billion to fight the illegal war in Iraq. Where are you going to get that money? You going to tell us lies like you're telling us today? Is that how you're going to fund the war? You don't have money to fund the war or children, but you're going to spend it to blow up innocent people if we can get enough kids to grow old enough for you to send to Iraq to get their heads blown off for the president's amusement.
Wow.
And that's the truth.
Right.
Wow.
So
there's no rules.
Everybody told him you need to apologize. You need to do this. You need to do that. I say fuck all of them.
Yeah, no doubt.
The guy was speaking what he thought. He put an idea out there.
Right.
So now challenge it with other ideas.
Yeah.
Don't make them fucking apologize.
Apologize. That's absolutely correct. I like that assessment, Scott. I think that's the way it should go. Challenge with other ideas,
right.
Not just tell him to, you need to apologize.
Tell him why he's
How
not right.
You.
Tell him why spending $200 fucking billion dollars in Iraq for a
Fuck
failed democracy is worth it and not for insuring kids in America. Tell him. I want to hear it. But no, all they got is, oh, you need to apologize. That was way out of line.
That's crap. Way out of line.
Fuck all of them people. Cocksuckers.
Is this America or Soviet Union? What the hell?
It's turning into the Soviet Union police state.
Police state would probably be more. Well, I guess it is police state, isn't it?
Right on.
How about this guy, Eric Prince? We talked about him recently, Blackwater.
Guy in charge of Blackwater, yeah.
Guy in charge of Blackwater. This whole thing going on where a bunch of civilians got blasted. And this guy is...
Iraqi civilians.
Iraqi civilians get blasted. And he's basically not on trial, but he's being questioned by one of the Senate oversight committees. And he's totally spinning it and lying through his teeth, and they're asking him about his relationships politically and all the stuff. And then he goes on this big media tour where he spins it over and over again. And Bill Moyers puts together this great piece where he shows how this guy uses repetition constantly in every interview to spin what's going on with Blackwater. And I got this little tidbit of an interview of him talking to another reporter. And what he says is really interesting, because on Crooks and Liars, somebody posted something that I thought was really intelligent. And here it is.
I'm an American working for America. Anything we do is to support U.S. policy. You know, the definition of a mercenary is a professional soldier that works in the pay of a foreign army. I'm an American working for America.
So basically what Eric Prince is saying there is that they're not mercenaries because they are not hired by a foreign army. And
hold on, how many of these people are over there right now? Blackwater mercenaries?
Like 25,000 or something like that.
Really? That's it? I thought it was more like 100.
Well, it could be 100,000 security like admin. Forces, admin and stuff, but I think actual troops.
25?
With guns or something like that. And they're making like 10 times as much as each soldier does per day. Mm-hmm. And anyways, these guys, well, what he says right here, he says... that they're not mercenaries, because a mercenary would be fighters that shoot and kill people for money and hired by a foreign army,
mm-hmm.
foreign military. And somebody on Crooks and Liars, I don't know who it is, pointed out that from the Iraqi perspective, it is a foreign military hiring a for pay mercenary group. Because the American military is foreign to them.
Right. But so, not, well, he's saying in America's eyes. So this guy's getting in a whole shitload of trouble because of the crimes these guys are pulling in Iraq. And he wants no accountability, either from Iraq. He doesn't want justice from Iraq.
Right.
And he doesn't want justice from America. Right. He wants to do whatever the fuck he wants.
Yeah.
So that's how he's going to spin it. But that's an excellent point. They're foreigners from the Iraqis' perspective. And that's really, when you talk about customer service, John, that's their customer.
Right.
It's not the W.
The American people.
Right. It's a bunch of shit. Well, and the other thing is, of the 25,000, how many are Americans? Are there foreigners in that service? And if there are, then the statements he makes are false as well.
Yeah.
Because it is a foreign. It's not American.
No doubt.
It's a bunch of shit. It's what it is.
It's a bunch of shit.
Bunch of shit.
I've been trying not to swear.
Oh, why?
Because your kids keep showing up.
What? They only came down once, right?
Oh, okay, yeah. Or I don't know. There was it more be lurking than that. Around the corner. For
and
all
I didn't
know.
Notice.
For all I know.
Well, let's hear what the W has to say. Listen to this chimp. I mean, this guy is an imbecile.
Mandela's
I don't know.
Dead.
I don't know how he got into the highest office.
Mandela's
in the land.
Dead.
It's beyond
it just
me.
Goes to show you, Scott.
It's beyond my
when
abilities.
They say, when they tell you when you're a little kid, you can be anything you want. You could even be president.
Well, not only that, you can be president after you waste 20 years of your life blowing your daddy's money up your nose and taking corporations down the tube.
Right.
Even after 20 years of failure, you can still be president, and you can carry that failure into your presidency. That's what they don't tell you in school.
No doubt.
Fuckers. All right, let's hear what the,
let's hear what he has to say.
This goddamn chimp has to say the latest.
Goddamn chimp.
W.
I believe they want to have the capacity, the knowledge, in order to make a nuclear weapon, and I know it's in the world's interest to prevent them from doing so. I believe that the Iranian, if Iran had a nuclear weapon, it would be a dangerous threat to world peace. It would be. This is, we got a leader in Iran who has announced that he wants to destroy Israel. So I've told people that if you're interested in avoiding World War III, it seems like you ought to be interested in preventing them from having the knowledge necessary to make a nuclear weapon. I believe they want to
okay,
have.
Okay, so
the,
first of all, this guy can't even say nuclear.
Right, and then he laughs about it.
And now, why is even World War III coming out of his fucking mouth? And who are these people? I told people. What other people? What people did he tell?
Yeah.
Who did he tell? Now he's just told the whole goddamn world that World War III.
Yeah.
Not because of him. Because of the Iranians.
Yeah,
Jim.
The Iranians.
I'm going to give you a little W quiz here. W quiz. I'm going to play a W clip.
Quiz.
You tell me who he's talking about. Tell me who the W is talking about.
All right.
When I play this clip.
All right.
The United States can't impose peace. We can encourage the development of a state. We can facilitate that. But we can't force people to make hard decisions. They're going to have to do that themselves. We've got to ask ourselves, why don't they want there to be a democracy? And the answer is because it doesn't fit into their ideological vision.
Who did he talk about right there? Who was he talking about? Was he talking about Iraq?
The United States of America?
No, he was talking about Palestine.
Palestine.
So, when he talks about Iraq, he talks about, oh, yeah, democracy, and it's going to happen, and all this other stuff. But when he talks about Palestine, well, no, they're not ready for it. And we can't impose that shit on them. They're not ready for it.
That's pretty weird, because I think most of the people there, didn't they vote this amount of dinner jacket?
Amount of dinner jacket,
yeah,
no doubt.
Didn't they vote him into office?
Yeah, and they didn't need any fucking help from the USA putting that democratic process together.
No.
This stupid cocksucker.
So this is the other thing I read today, which is going to come out on CBS. It was first broke in Raw Story. And it was Valerie Plame's job, and her covert operation was to keep Iranians from getting weapons of mass destruction.
Nukes, man.
Nukes. So thanks to the W and his administration for outing her.
And Cheney.
Because
they didn't like what his husband said.
Yeah. So they actually put the country in more danger by outing her covert operation. And, hey, thanks a lot, dick.
And the despicable thing about it is the husband said something. Exchange of an idea.
Yeah.
He put his idea out there. The administration, all they had to do was come up with another idea and exchange it. No, they don't want to do that.
Here's how he's wrong.
They don't want to dialogue it.
But no.
They want to go back door, and they want to fuck up his whole life and put people in danger because of their fucked up belief systems.
Thanks a lot, dick.
Goddamn
dick
ridiculous.
Wish he'd fucking
makes me nauseous, John. Nauseous.
Yeah, it's fucking BS. What was the other thing I was going to say?
I don't know if you heard this, John, but deepening unhappiness with the W and the U.S. Congress as well. Soured the mood of American
sword fight.
And sent Bush's approval rating to another record low. Do you know what it's at right now, John?
7.
It's at 24%.
Oh, that's
24.
Out of sight.
Yeah, we've been tracking the W's rating ever since we've been starting. And
ever since we started.
I think ever since we've
been starting.
What was that, 2 years ago? It was like 44%. Now it's at 24%. Still 24% of these morons support the W.
Yeah.
That is unbelievable. 11% gave Congress a positive grade. So more people support the W than Congress. And that's a tough call for me. I mean, Congress has done shit, in my opinion. But to give the W, more approval than Congress. Yeah. I don't know if I can stomach that, John.
I heard the I heard that pussy Chris Matthews saying that he didn't, after Stephanie Miller called him a conservative tool. You know, you got to see that video on YouTube. Called him a conservative tool, and he got all bent out of shape. He said, "Hey, you don't have to come on the show if you don't want." You know,
he is a tool.
We invited you. You don't have to come on. You
Why?
Know?
She came on. She expressed an idea. Like, challenge her idea.
She said, "Hey, man, I'm just kidding. Relax."
That's like these Bill O'Reilly. And they got to hang up on people, and then
she says that, "Hey, man, all I'm saying is that I think the W and Cheney just want to do damage to this country. They." Really have no idea what they're doing, and you know, they're basically, everything they're doing is hurting the Iraqi people." And then Matthews comes back and says, "I don't think that they really want to hurt them on purpose. You act like that they don't care at all." Hello? What do you mean? What are they doing that's promoting this democracy? It's a complete fucking debacle.
It is. It's a bunch of shit. And I don't even know what to say about this, because let's say the W went into it thinking that he could make democracy in the Middle East. Let's go out on a limb there and say that was his intention.
Maybe it was, but
he was completely uninformed then.
Yeah.
And he just thought, because he believed it would happen, it's going
to
happen.
Yeah, he prayed to God.
I mean, that's, you need to lock people up for that kind of shit. And the other one, let's say he just went in for his oil buddies. I mean, which one do you want?
Yeah.
Which W do you want? A fucking idiot who doesn't know the consequences of his actions, or somebody who went in there knowing that it would be a total clusterfuck, but he and his buddies would make millions off of it?
Yeah, it's...
They both suck ass, John.
Totally.
In my opinion.
Total suck asses.
Right on.
Right on.
All right, well, Phil's, I gave him directions. I don't know if he'll... I think he was banned from Park Ridge because he...
Well, I saw a car out there,
he
dude.
He protested...
I told you I saw a car. Remember I was pointing to the
right,
car?
Right, right. Maybe that's
so
his?
I thought it was his. It looked like a freaking...
Well, he drives a 70 Dodge Charger.
Oh, he does? I thought it was a Chevy Cavalier.
Well, no. Well, he drives the Cavalier in the winter.
Oh.
In the summer... It's the Dodge Charger. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Right on.
I don't know.
Whenever he shows up. He did send a clip over, though. Oh, hold on.
He did?
You know, it's the three different locations we all have the same doorbell. Is that a coincidence?
Well, I know.
Or?
It's very inexpensive doorbell.
All right, since it's my house, are you going to go get the door?
Yeah, I'll go.
All right.
You want me to go?
Yeah, you should go.
All right.
I'll stay here. You get the door.
All right, I'm going to the door right now.
Right on, man.
It's still ringing the damn. Hey, what's up, man? Come on back. Lockstep. All right, I'm back. Dude, you see how fast I came back? I'm like a...
That was fast, man. I didn't even hear you.
Wow. All right, Phil got his stuff.
Yeah, he's got his shit.
You got some cans for him or what?
Yeah. No, put those other ones on.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Dude, man, it's your board. Mute him.
I don't know how.
Christ, all right, already. Holy crap.
Oh,
man.
You got a big mouth. You know, you just talk too much.
Oh.
All right, Phil. You ready for the news?
Well, of course I'm ready. But before I start my news, I know that in the opening, the introduction to my news, John talks about the award-winning Phil McCracken Wincott. Of course, I am award-winning, but to stay award-winning, I need to enter competitions every year, annually.
so to speak. And I just wanted to, I brought a clip in for you guys to play. This is what I will be entering for the National Broadcast Association's annual Best News Report.
Hi.
So I can continue my award-winning streak. So whenever you're ready, if you'd like to go ahead and play that clip. That's something I brought in. All right, Phil. Is it called Phil Edited?
Yes, that's a
Phil
clip.
With cum.
Thank you.
Yes, go ahead and play this clip. This is something I think we recorded within the last year, but I think it's very appropriate for any time that the W is in the office. All right, Phil. Here we go. Ready?
Yes, of course. I'm always ready.
Jesus Christ! Ready.
I'm ready when you are.
All right, here we go.
This is the clip I'll be sending in for the Broadcast Association Awards.
TTN News, Phil McCracken Whitcomb.
Thank you, John.
You're welcome, Phil.
First story tonight, John. Scientists discover that monkeys have accents. The untrained ear of a certain species may all sound the same, but Japanese researchers have found that, like human beings, they actually have an accent depending on where they live. The finding, the first of its kind, will appear in the December edition of the German scientific journal Euthology to be published on December 5th, the primate researcher said. Differences between shilling by monkeys are like dialects of human beings, said Nabu Masakatataki, professor of the ethnology of Cato University's Primate Research Institute. I wonder if that's the Cato Institute.
Is it C-A-T-O?
All right, John, well, I brought my first audio clips in so we can try to see if we can determine if there are accents in the chimp. So I brought two clips in of chimp A and chimp B, and if you will, go ahead and play chimp A right now.
Hold on a second.
Here's chimp A.
Chimp A. Chimp A.
Chimp A.
Chimp A right now.
All right, John, let's hear chimp A. All right, now try to put that in your memory, your short-term memory.
Yeah,
I hope you've drank some caffeine. And now let's listen to chimp B and see if we can tell a difference.
Chimp B, here we
Here's
go.
Chimp B. Chimp B.
We know that democracies do not foment terror or invade their neighbors.
Wait a minute. What did he say? Wait, one more time.
We know that democracies do not foment terror or invade their neighbors.
They don't foment it. We have chimp C right here.
You cannot leave it. If you send mixed messages.
Well, Phil, that was an excellent demonstration. I couldn't tell the difference between chimp B and chimp
recycled,
C. But I could tell the difference between chimp B and chimp C and chimp A. I believe chimp B and C came from the same region.
Wait a minute.
And chimp A came from a different area. Am I correct?
Wait a minute. Here's how a chimp starts his car.
I think Vladimir Putin.
Well, Scott, that's absolutely right. Chimp A is from a different region than chimp B and C. They're from the same tribe. Next story.
That's out of sight, right. Phil.
It is out of sight, man. That's definitely, it's an award-winning in my book.
Award-winning.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Scott.
Yes, I've had a lot of news stories to pick from, but that one just struck a chord with me.
Are you ready for the news?
Of course, John, I'm always ready.
All right.
Now, with your award-winning TTN News, Phil McCracken Whitcomb.
Thank you, John.
You're welcome.
Get our first story tonight!
Jesus Christ. Neighbors.
I'm sorry, I just got so excited about delivering the news. 10-week-old kitten survives 20-minute cycle in washing machine, John. Becomes world's cleanest pussy. Next story, John.
English fire departments ponder adding surcharge for when they need to rescue a grotesquely obese person from their home. A fire brigade said today it is considering starting a charge if it has to help to move fat people. Fire chiefs in Lancashire say they are considering the fee to be charged on hospitals, nursing homes, the police, or other agencies if they are called in to move grossly overweight members of the public. A spokesman for Lancaster Fire and Rescue Service said charging individual members of the public was not under consideration. Fire crews are often called upon police, hospital, nursing homes, and ambulance staffs simply because they alone cannot move grossly fat members of the public. Charging, excuse me, my nose is right.
Like
charging other agencies for help was one idea put forward in a risk management plan where the lifting of people who are bariatric, the medical term for obese, was considered. The spokesman said crews have been called out a number of times to people weighing in excess of 30 stones, John. 30 stones.
Excuse me.
30 stones, that would be... I think there's only 5 stones, aren't there? There's Mick, Keith...
Oh, jeez.
Next story, John. A poll shows that 25% of Germans believe there were some positive aspects to Nazi rule.
Oh, whoops.
Coincidentally, a poll also shows 25% of Americans still support the W. Coincidence?
Wow. Oh, very good reporting.
Or are 25% of all nations inherently stupid? Next story, John. First reported case of tetanus is worth $4 million. The Chicago Police Department has agreed to pay $4 million to a 23-year-old man who says police shoved a screwdriver in his ass.
Oh.
The announcement came moments after the jury of 9 women and men ruled that they believe Cortez Coffee over the 2 police officers who testified they had no idea where that screwdriver in their squad car's glove department came from.
Glove department?
I just told my story because I wanted justice, said Coffee, who was 19 when the incident occurred. People need to know what's going on, man. Next story, John. Newspaper publisher complains that Americans can no longer express themselves without swearing. I usually don't editorialize, John, but can you believe that shit? What the fuck?
You.
Next story, John. You're at a hospital because of a drinking binge. Do you A, vow never to drink again, B, vow to reform your life, or C, slam 2 vials of blood you mistakenly confuse for alcohol?
Oh.
A young Kong Kong man knocked back 2 vials of blood after drinking binge. After a drinking binge, it has been jailed for 2 months. Lai Man Yi, 29, told a court Monday he was extremely thirsty when he staggered into the hospital on September 13th for treatment for an injured toe. Surveillance cameras showed Lee walking up the lavador counter, taking 3 tubes containing blood samples, drinking the contents of 2, and then dumping the vials in the lift lobby. When he realized the vials had contained blood, Lee rushed to the toilet to vomit. The court accepted that Lee had drunk the blood under the influence of alcohol, but jailed him after he pleaded guilty to theft.
Pleaded guilty? That's funny, man. Did you write that?
Next story, John. Bush, temporarily confused when meeting Dalai Lama, thought he was going to the petting zoo. Next story, John.
Oh.
Phony kidnapper forces women to have phone sex. A Washington man was tricked into having phone sex after an unidentified man. I'm sorry. A Washington woman was tricked into having phone sex after an unidentified man. claiming he was kidnapped her daughter and that he would molest her if the woman didn't do what he wanted. After 15 minutes on the phone, the woman asked to speak with her daughter. And that's when the man hung up. The woman's daughter was safe in class at the time of the incident. Next story, John. Thousands of Indonesians forced to evacuate slopes of an active volcano. In related news, there are thousands of stupid people living on the slopes of an active volcano. Next story, John.
I thought you were like making it a racial slur against the Indonesians, calling
them slopes.
Of course
not. Slopes. I would never do that.
Brits are less popular after Europeans get to know them. A poll of Europeans showed people of different nationalities likened each other more after getting to know each other, except in the case of British, who became less popular. A project organized by the North Europe think tank brought together 362 citizens from 27 European states for 2 days of deliberations in Brussels. They were asked their views on a range of issues before they and after the event, including how they liked or disliked French, German, Polish, Italian, British, and Spanish people. The Spaniards were the most popular with 78.6% approval. At the end of the weekend, the Poles the least at 67%. But all nationalities gained in popularity, John, bar the British, who went from a 70.3% approval rating at the start of the weekend to a 68.1%.
Come on!
At the end of the weekend. Next story, wow. John.
I might be one of the biggest cocks on the planet.
We have good news and bad news. Good news is Iraq on the mend, awarding $1.1 billion in contracts to build power plants. That's the good news. Bad news, John. Iraq awards Iranian and Chinese companies. Next story, John. Growers complaining about new regulations on how they must handle their nuts. I think it's being shoved down all of our throats. Glenn Anderson is having a tough time swallowing the almond industry's new rules that require heat treatment for chemically fumigation of the nuts he grows on 12 organic acres in the Central Valley. Most of our customers called me and said, we don't want pasteurized nuts. We want them raw, direct from the field, says Anderson, 72, an organic pioneer whose farm in Hillimer, near Turlock, has been in his family since 1912. I think it's being shoved down all of our throats, these here nuts. Next story, John. Ben Stein, John, helps out Al Franken in his quest for a Senate seat. Rules out a Frankenstein 08 presidential run. Next story, John. The President of the United States, the W. Did you get that, John? The W. The President of the United States, George W. Bush. His cousins attack a New Delhi deputy mayor who falls to his death.
Oh.
Aggressive monkeys are being blamed for the death of a senior Indian official. Media reports say the deputy mayor of New Delhi was on his balcony of his home when he was attacked by a gang of rhesus monkeys, causing him to fall. He was rushed to the hospital but died of head injuries. Next story, John. Oh. City of Pasadena must pay $80,000 to a quadriplegic man because police officers searched him by hanging him on a concrete wall and called him art. Next story, John.
Oh.
Next and last story, John. Here it is. Are you happy to see me, or is that your penis stuffed with heroin? A young man facing larceny charges was discovered in district court to have tiny bags of heroin hidden in his penis and a mobile phone and charger up his ass. Incredibly, they said last night that when this man was medically examined after officers became suspicious of him in court, it was found that the mobile phone was turned on while hidden inside him. Both the phone, charger, and SIM card were carefully wrapped in tinfoil and coated with Vaseline.
Well, I'm getting a call.
The unexpected revelation was made at Middleton District Court, where the man was scheduled to answer theft charges and potentially face prison terms. The man is from Cork and is believed to suffer from a serious drug habit. Not only that, he's now suffering from tinnitus. And that's the news, John.
Oh, yeah. All right, thanks, Phil. Again, another award-winning.
Thank you, John.
News segment.
I have to go.
On TTN.
I'm leaving.
Okay, all right. Bye-bye.
All right.
Yeah, take care.
I'll make my way out.
Take the window next time, would you?
Right on.
All right.
Fuck you!
Wow.
Whoa.
Well, that's, I don't know how he finds us everywhere, man.
Well, I gave him directions.
Do we got a cloaking device on
Unlike
there?
Mr. Schmuel, he shows up.
Yeah, right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Know what I'm saying there, John?
Effortlessly.
Right on.
Effortlessly. No doubt.
So that wraps another episode, John.
Another episode of
now,
Total
Talk
Nonsense.
Now, the wife is out of town for the next week, so we might be able to squeeze a couple more episodes in based on scheduling, maybe Skype. She'll be back on Friday. So Sunday, theoretically, we could do the first, you know, real 101 episode.
Wow.
The 101, John. The 101.
101.
The real deal.
Wow.
Not like these fake ad hoc pretend episodes.
Ad hoc. All right. Well, thanks again for joining us here at Total Talk Nonsense with John Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
And we're out of here. Later.
Later.
You're listening to John and Scott on Total Talk Nonsense.